to the sports cast, January 2nd, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can listen to us on thesportscast.net. You can also read our articles on thesportscast.net, or you could download our app, The Sportscast One. Also, you can sign up for The Sportscast Daily, which you will receive all the sports news scores from the day previous. So if you're getting up in the morning in your bed and you don't know if the Steelers beat the Ravens, get in that email around 7 o'clock. You'll know for sure before SportsCenter is turned on in your house. Anyways, NFL week 17, the week prior to the last week of the NFL, week 18, is here, and a lot of implications coming in for this weekend. You win, you're in, but if you win, you need to depend on other teams to help you out, and that's why I call it decision day at times. And join us all the way from, I think it's a snowy Pittsburgh day, Joey Toscano, welcome back to the Sportscast.
It's actually warm here. A week ago, it was like negative 30 degrees, and now it's 60 degrees. So we're probably as warm as Miami.
Is that considered shorts weather in Pittsburgh? Can you wear shorts today?
Yeah, anything over 40 is shorts weather in Pittsburgh.
Okay, sounds good. Yo, last night, your Steelers won by 3 points. Wasn't pretty, but what were your thoughts over last night's game?
It was a typical Steelers Ravens game. They're always low scoring, hard hitting, craziness. It was just an amazing game at the end. Kenny Pickett leads another last minute drive to go with a go ahead touchdown. He is everything the Steelers want. You know, he's maturing. He's and the whole offense is young, and they're looking great. Well, they're looking good. I mean, they only scored 16 points, but a very hard fought win. Could have gone either way. That's how all the Ravens Steelers games go, and the Steelers are still alive.
There's no lack or any type of doubt with Kenny Pickett so far, right?
None. He's struggling at times, but then that's every rookie quarterback. But last week, the Steelers were down to the Raiders, and he led a last-minute touchdown drive. This week, they were down, and he leads a last-minute touchdown drive. That's all you could want is a quarterback to be clutch and to deliver when the game is on the line and matters the most.
There you have it, what matters the most. Of course, we'll talk about where the Steelers stand for the NFL playoffs, if they'll make it or not. But first, let's recap week 17 of the NFL. First game, Patriots, Dolphins, and a four-game losing streak. Make that the fifth, thanks to Mac Jones. Added another touchdown pass to Taquan Thornton and Kyle Duggar. Mysterious wide receivers I've never heard of. That's the Patriots for you. And intercepted Teddy Bridgewater and returned it to 39 yards for a go-ahead touchdown late in the third quarter as New England kept its playoff hopes alive by rallying to beat Miami 23-21. The Patriots snapped a four-game losing streak, Joe, to their AFC West rivals and can earn a playoff berth with a win at Buffalo next week. Jones finished 20 of 33 for 203 yards. What's going on in the AFC East there?
Oh, what's going on with Miami? My goodness. Patriots, they have a chance to get into the playoffs. They're just a very boring team, and okay, we'll see if they do it. Miami is in a huge amount of trouble. If they don't get Tua back, and apparently Bridgewater is hurt too, they're down to a third-string rookie. It's not looking good for the Dolphins. I mean, that's just a shame. All that talent, and they might not even make the playoffs.
Skylar Thompson, third string, might be at the helm for week 18. Tua is a possibility, but we'll see what happens. Saints beat the Eagles. They need that one win to get the clinch the NFC. They can't do it. But Sean Lattimore returned an interception of 11 yards for a late touchdown and the Saints beat the Eagles 20-10 on Sunday. The Eagles, Joe, need to beat the Giants next week to secure the top seed. If they lose and a win by Philly, no, a win by the Cowboys will give the Cowboys the NFC East title. So, and Hurts is recuperating from a sprained right shoulder. What's happening here?
Unbelievable. There, you know, there's all kinds of talk about who's the MVP? Who's the MVP? Well, I think this is a strong case for Jalen Hurts as the MVP because when he's not playing, Eagles can't win. So I think that's the definition of valuable player. When he's not playing, they don't win. This was a lock for the Eagles weeks ago. You know, they were undefeated for a while. And now they might not even get that first round bye. That's horrible. That is huge. Jalen Hurts needs to get ready, get better real quick.
Real quick, Gardner Minshew, not enough for the Eagles. They need Hurts back. They need to win this week 18. It's unbelievable. They have to play their starters. But, hey, they get a bye week if they win.
It's huge. That bye week only goes to the first, the number one seed. And it's huge. So important to get that week off. So, Eagles are in trouble.
Eagles are in trouble. The Bucs are not in trouble, Joe. They beat the Panthers 30-24. Mike Evans, unbelievable. He broke a record yesterday. Fantastic. Brady was 32-49, passing for 290 yards. One of the incompletions came with a wide open Mike Evans drop that would have been a 64-yard touchdown on the third play of the game. Bucs, it's funny. They had like 2 minutes before the ending. It was a long 2 minutes. But the Bucs clinched the NFC South. Your thoughts, Joe?
Tom Brady. That's all you can say. Tom Brady. He did it again. It was a very crappy division, but anybody could have won it. It could have been the Panthers. It could have been the Saints. It could have. But the Bucs. You know, everybody expected the Bucs to win. They pull it out. Not ugly, but you can never, ever, ever count out Tom Brady. It was very weird that he just did not connect with Mike Evans. And I think the thing is, Tampa's offensive line isn't that great this year. So Tom Brady didn't want to get hit. And he was throwing the ball like literally less than 2 seconds after he got it. Like 1,002 gone. And so there's no way for a receiver to get open in less than 2 seconds. So it was really hurting Mike Evans and the wide receivers, but he had more time this week and he really reconnected with Mike Evans.
Mike Evans reaches 1,000 receiving yards for ninth straight season. Not bad. Anyways, Browns beat the Commanders, who has a new mascot, Major Tutty, but that did not help him win the game. Wentz over Heineke, question marks. Why did they do that? That's a great question, because Wentz threw three interceptions after getting the starting job back. Defensive miscues added up, and the Commanders lost in an embarrassing fashion Sunday, 24-10 to the Cleveland Browns, who had nothing to play for. But Deshaun is 4-1, I believe. Your thoughts?
Deshaun Watson has looked horrible since he's come back, but this game... He started off looking horrible, but then he just started leading touchdown drives like crazy. So, big comeback for him. The Commanders are just a mess. My goodness. They need a new... I think Ron Rivera is a good coach, but it's just such a mess of an organization. They need a new owner and their quarterback situation. Why would you go to Carson Wentz with your season on the line? It makes zero sense. I'd rather just roll with Heineke and see what happens. Carson Wentz is a bum.
Big time, not good. And that, because of that, they're out of the playoffs. The Broncos came close with the Chiefs, only lost by 3 points. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes moved into the rarest of company Sunday, joining Tom Brady and Drew Brees as the only quarterbacks with multiple 5,000-yard passing yards. And the Chiefs overcame another sloppy start to beat the Broncos for the 15th consecutive time. That's a lot. And stay alive for the number one seed in the AFC as the Chiefs beat the Broncos 27-24. And at the end of the game, at the press conference, it was an emotional press conference by Russell Wilson. So there's some hope. New coach. Whenever there's a new coach, the team does better, doesn't it?
yeah, there's that bump. Especially, it's funny. You know how much a team hated their coach when he gets fired by how well they do the next game. If they play really well the next game, they really hated that previous coach. The Broncos are such a mess. They thought they were a one quarterback away. They got the wrong coach. They got the wrong quarterback, and they're stuck with Russell Wilson for years now. So that really set them back, and they got to figure out how they could make that better.
Make that better. We'll see what happens next year. A lot of hope for the Broncos, and they're in the coaching searching. So we'll see what that will happen. The Jaguars, unbelievable. Travis Etienne ran for 108 yards and a touchdown before halftime. Tyson Campbell returned a fumble for a score, and the Jaguars snapped a 9-game skid against Houston by rooting the Texans 31-3 for the fourth straight victory. And they will have an AFC South showdown this weekend with the Tennessee Titans for that division title. Your thoughts?
Yeah, this game really didn't mean anything. The game against the game the Titans had against the Cowboys didn't mean anything. It's all next week for the AFC South. Jaguars, Titans, you gotta love it. We'll see what happens. The Titans are down to possibly their third string quarterback. Who knows what's going to happen? This could be. I mean, the Jaguars had the worst record last year and the number one pick overall this previous year, and now they might make the playoffs. Amazing.
Jacksonville, amazing. Doing their homework. Credit to Texans quarterback Davis Mills. Threw for 202 yards, but couldn't get the Texans in the end zone and fumbled the ball. Campbell returned for the touchdown. The Bears and Lions. The Lions are still in it. Jared Goff threw 3 touchdown passes, including 2 in the first half to Brock Wright, and Detroit rooted and ousted the Chicago Bears 41-10 on Sunday to remain in the chase for the NFC wild card. The Lions, Joe, need a win over the Packers and a loss or tie by Seattle against the Rams. This Lions team, Joe, is something special this year.
They are something special, and it's another team that has been so bad for so long, and now they're, you know, possibly making the playoffs. Huge, you know, even if they don't, this season is a huge success. Hopefully they're headed in the right direction. So yeah, just nothing but good. A lot of positives for the Lions.
Dan Campbell doing his work. Cardinals lose against the Falcons. Desmond Ridder helped set up Young Hoku's 21-yard field goal on the final play, lifting the Falcons over the Arizona Cardinals 20-19 on Sunday. The Cardinals were playing with their fourth starting quarterback in 4 weeks, having lost 6 straight and 8 of 9. David Bluff completed 22 of 40 passes for 222 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, filling in for Colt McCoy, who is sidelined with a concussion. A meaningless game, wasn't it?
Meaningless game. You never know what they might have in Desmond Ridder. He's a rookie. You know, just give him a chance. See what he could do. See, you know, the Falcons need to see what they could do. The Cardinals are a mess. They already got rid of, I believe they already got rid of their GM. They desperately need to get rid of that coach. That Kingsbury is not an NFL coach. I don't think it's totally his fault. I think it's Kyler Murray's fault. I think Kyler Murray just runs around and does whatever he feels like. But they're married to him, so they're stuck with it.
It is what it is. Seahawks, Jets, Geno Brady was 32 of 49 passing for 290 yards. One of those incompletions came. I got the wrong note. Let's go for Packers Vikings instead. Aaron Rodgers threw a touchdown pass and ran for a score, and the Packers shut down Kirk Cousins and star receiver Justin Jefferson in his 41-17 blowout of the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday. The Packers are clicking all of a sudden.
The Packers and the Steelers had a similar trajectory this year. They started off bad, and you thought they were done. And then in at the end of the second half of the season, they just kept winning and winning. And now the Packers very well could make the playoffs. And not only that, but they look dangerous as heck. Their defense is good. You shut down Justin Jefferson, who is talked that might be the MVP. That's super impressive. You know, the Packers are finally figuring it out. It's scary. I don't know. They might be a scary team if they make the playoffs.
Vikings lost their chance to clinch that number two seed, possibly number one seed for the NFC. So they got to recoup in week 18 and start their starters. Let's go back into the Seahawks.
Wait, let me just say one thing about the Vikings.
Yeah.
They're very lucky, and they might win a game in the playoffs, but they're not going to go far. They are, I don't want to say fluky, they're just really lucky.
That's it, lucky. And of course, Kirk Cousins is part of that tradition, I guess you could say. Seahawks, Jets, Geno Smith finished off a very personal sweep. And by him doing so, a season that started with low expectations, literally, for Seattle Seahawks will reach week 18 with the playoffs as a real possibility. Smith threw two first-half touchdowns. Kenneth Walker III, I love him, rushed for 133 yards, and the Seahawks kept alive their postseason hopes with a 23-6 win Sunday that eliminated the Jets from playoff contention, which is their former team. But hey, how about Seattle with Geno?
This was very personal for Geno Smith because he was with the Jets. And he started the season against Denver and Russell Wilson. And basically everybody was, as he said, writing him off. So this was just an amazing season for Geno Smith. Good for him, you know, in the NFL for a long time, and he got his chance, and he really played well.
Now he's also going to the Pro Bowl, first time ever. Another meaningless game. Chargers beat the Rams 31-10. Austin Eckler rushed for 122 yards, scored two touchdowns, and became running back with 100 receptions in a season, as the Chargers cruised to a 31-10 victory Sunday over the Rams in a matchup of SoFi Stadium co-tenants. The Chargers won the LA battle.
My joke before the game was, I know I'm 100% sure that Los Angeles would win this game. The Rams, I mean, they're done, but the Chargers, I think they're going to do some damage in the playoffs. Everyone's getting healthy. And that's always been the problem with the Chargers is they have a lot of talent, but they're always hurt. Well, now they're getting healthy. And Eckler, I think he has like 19 touchdowns this year. He had 20 last year. So, I mean, he's amazing. There's so much talent on that team. And Justin Herbert is the real deal. I think the Chargers could do some damage in the playoffs.
You are the real deal, Joe.
Yeah, I am.
Chargers won four straight games. They're looking good. As Joe said, they're getting healthier. In the playoffs, there's definitely going to be some danger from them. So we'll see where they go. And finally, Sunday Night Football, Kenny Pickett threw a 10-yard touchdown pass to Najee Harris with 56 seconds remaining, giving the Steelers a 16-13 victory over the Ravens on Sunday night and probably keeping their postseason hopes alive entering the final week of the regular season. Ravens, who are playoff bound, now need Buffalo to beat Cincinnati on Monday to keep their hopes of winning the AFC North. Baltimore allowed a touchdown at home for the first time for a game, and it was a costly one. The Steelers need help to make the playoffs, but they have full control of another streak. If your closing thoughts on this match last night.
Just a really impressive win, but the Ravens... You know, we talked about the Eagles are nothing without Jalen Hurts. The Ravens are nothing without Lamar Jackson. So he needs to get healthy. I mean, hopefully they're just saving him for the playoffs. But they're nothing without Lamar Jackson. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But just the Steelers are just this was the Steelers season was never about, you know, championships or anything like that. They're actually in rebuilding mode. And the fact that they can make the playoffs while in rebuilding mode is really impressive, and that's credit to Mike Tomlin and the whole team.
Winning record for Mike Tomlin again,
possibly. I mean, they're at 8-8 right now. If they win next week, they'll be 9-8, and then it's 16 consecutive seasons for Mike Tomlin of a non-losing record. And he's basically his entire coaching career, he has never had a losing record. I think that's super impressive.
Good job, Mike Tomlin. Okay, so let's look at the playoff scenario coming up. I got my notes right here. Kansas City Chiefs, AFC West champions, a possibility they can do it with a Buffalo loss to Cincinnati tonight, and they can snatch the number one seed and objectively currently impeded by the Chiefs' week six loss. Okay, so they need that to happen. The Bills, to win the AFC East, they must win in Cincinnati on Monday to retain inside track for the AFC's first round bye and home field advantage. Oh, no, they're going to try to clinch to clinch the AFC. Bengals, if they can beat Buffalo and wind up in a three-way tie with Bills and Chiefs, reigning conference champs would earn home field and first-round bye. A win Monday would convey AFC championship to Cincinnati. So who do you think will win the AFC between these three?
Oh, boy. I think all three teams are really good, and I think they're equally good. So I'm so excited because I don't care who wins. I think each team, I'm really surprised by the Bengals. I thought they would have a Super Bowl hangover, and they're just churning along. So I totally believe even the Bengals can pull this out. Bills, I thought were always good, and the Chiefs are always good. So I don't know who's gonna get this, but I love that's the prize, and they're still fighting into the last week of the season.
Yeah, which tonight's Monday night game, which Joe will predict, will have a lot of say to that. All right, let's look at the other matchups here. Jacksonville Jaguars could win the AFC South. They ended a five-year drought against the Houston Texans with Sunday's decisive victory, but had a little bearing on Jags' playoff chances. The division title will be determined against Tennessee this Saturday night. It feels like the Jaguars can win this, Joe.
They're looking good and they're healthier. You know, Trevor Lawrence, this is time, you know, second year quarterback. He is, you know, the most, possibly one of the most highly touted quarterbacks ever. Is this his time? I don't know. But I mean, the Jaguars are looking up, and I think the Titans are just, they're a bit of a mess right now. They have quarterback problems. They have no wide receivers. I'm rooting for Jacksonville.
You're rooting for Jacksonville. Okay. Chargers. Playoff participants for the first time in 4 years. All that's left to be determined is which divisional champion Bolts will visit in opening round. Now fifth in the conference because of their record in the AFC games is better than Baltimore's. LA won't be seeded worse than six. So they're going to be in the fifth seed. They got to play the Broncos next week. The Ravens, wild card number two, a Cincinnati loss Monday tonight ensures Ravens and Bengals will play AFC North championship game in week 18. Otherwise, Baltimore hits the postseason road. New England has a shot, believe it or not. Not only staves off elimination by beating Miami on Sunday, Pats will advance to the playoffs by winning in Western New York next Sunday. Can they beat the Bills next Sunday?
No. I mean, the only way that the Patriots can beat the Bills is if the Bills have nothing to play for, which I don't think is going to be the case. Even if they didn't, the Bills hate the Patriots so much, even if they had nothing to play for, they would still play their hearts out just to eliminate New England. So no worries there.
Yeah, big game matchup. We'll see what Bill Belichick does. Okay, this is a little bit more clear so you can read it. Dolphins are out of the playoff field. Five games slid. Leaves their postseason hopes in jeopardy. Sunday's loss at Foxborough, dropping Fins out of the projected postseason bracket. However, a win this Sunday coupled with a New England loss will advance Miami. So they got to rely on the Bills, which they do have something to play for, and they're playing against the Jets. Do you think Miami can sneak in?
Maybe if Tua plays, but I Teddy Bridgewater ain't it, and Skyler, whatever his name is, he sure as heck ain't it. So yeah, I mean, I just can't believe all that talent on the Dolphins. They might not make the playoffs. Just really scary. But yeah, right now it's a total toss up between New England, the Dolphins, and the Steelers.
Which it seems like Mike McDaniel has no answer. You see it in his face.
Let me just say something about that. McDaniel looks like a great head coach, but he's a rookie head coach, and I don't know how much a coach matters in times like this. But when you have a talented team and you're on a losing streak, you got to do something to motivate the guys. And I think just him being a rookie and experienced in this situation might hurt him.
Pittsburgh Steelers out of the playoff field, but big win Sunday night at Baltimore. If Steelers beat Cleveland Browns in week 18 and Bills and Jets both win, then Pittsburgh will qualify for the AFC final wild card. The big if is the Jets winning. I don't know about that, but do you think it could happen?
I think it's very possible, which is incredible because a couple weeks ago, I think like 6 or 7 or 8 things needed to happen. And so far, every single one of those have happened. Anybody that's ever played a parlay, they know you know how impossible it is for many multiple things to happen that go your way. So it is they're still alive. Everything that needed to happen has already happened. And they just need a couple more things to happen. So it's just amazing that they're in this position. It's possible.
And big asterisk, Jets have been eliminated. So they're just playing for pride against the Dolphins, which half the stadium is Jets when they come play in Miami. So we'll see what happens. Titans are exactly. South AFC South, they essentially treated Thursday night's loss to Dallas like a preseason game, given it's the Week 18 matchup at Jacksonville that will determine the AFC South. We both said that probably the Jaguars might win that matchup.
It's looking like it might be the Jaguars' time.
All right, so let's go to the NFC, which is a little bit as well interested. The Eagles, they need to win to get that number one seed. The Niners, they're escaping from Las Vegas with an overtime win. Niners still need to win Sunday, coupled with the Philadelphia's loss. They could win the NFC as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge prize. And the 49ers, what's his name? Purdy. Purdy Mania. My goodness. They're never going to lose.
Well, there you have it. They could compete for that that top spot. The Buccaneers, they won the NFC South. Yeah, that's it. I mean, they don't need to do anything.
They're the four seed. That's it. They're locked in.
Yeah,
the
that's
four
it. There's
that's
nothing
it.
Much they can do there.
Yeah.
All right, Dallas Cowboys, wild card number one. If they win in week 10 and Eagles don't, America's top swoops the NFC East throne. Who would have thought that? Cowboys are also having a road to number one seed. If they beat Washington, Philly must obviously lose its last two games, and Niners also lose against Arizona. Do you think Cowboys could be number one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, right now they're the 5 seed. They could go from 5-1 with a first week bye. That's huge.
Yeah.
It's all because of Cooper Rush earlier in the year.
Cooper Rush, and of course Giants already clinched. They're good. I don't think they can move up anywhere in the seeding. The Seahawks do need some miracles to happen. They must win in Week 18 and hope Packers lose to Detroit. Wait. Can they?
This could be tough. I don't know about the Seahawks. I mean, the Jets stink. So, you know, beating them and it was personal for Geno Smith. So, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, the Seahawks, they started off great and they've been kind of sliding. So I don't have a lot of faith in them. I think this is going to be the Packers. The Packers are surging. They have the experience. I think the Packers are going to make that final playoff spot. But it's still a wonderful story for the Seahawks and the Lions.
Another story, Lions, they need a win at Green Bay and Seahawks to defeat in Week 18 to reach postseason. Week 4 loss to Seattle may ultimately come back to hunt them. So they got the Packers. That Lions and Packers game is going to loom pretty big. And the Packers, they're still in the playoff field. This one says no, but if they beat Detroit in Week 18, Pack will be in the playoffs for the fourth time in 4 years under Coach Matt LaFleur. Which we talked about before. So, you know,
I believe that the Packers control their destiny. All they have to do is win and they're in.
So it's a playoff game against the Lions.
Yep.
That's it. Well, there you have it. Week 17 recap. Oh, playoff scenario is going to happen this Week 18. I cannot say this is the biggest Week 18 I've ever seen, but it's going to be a good one.
You love to see it when you have games that matter, games that you know, that determine whether teams are going to make playoffs, multiple teams, you know, hoping for other teams to do things. That's all you want. You want that excitement. You want that uncertainty, the unpredictability. So this is a great situation for the NFL. It's a great situation for football fans. You go back and forth. I'm sure they'll schedule it so that everyone that needs to wait on the other teams, they're all playing at the same time, so you could scoreboard watch and, you know, go from game to game and say, oh, here's what's happening in this game, and just I love this is one of my favorite things. Even as a kid, I love scenarios like this. This is just my favorite time of sports.
It is. January football is one of the best NFL playoffs. Some people say it's March Madness. I like this better than the other tournaments, of course. And hey, things happen. I believe the playoffs begin this weekend. I really do.
There's literally two playoff games. There's the Jaguars and Titans. That's basically a playoff game for the division championship. And like you said, Packers Lions. That's a playoff game. So yeah, the playoffs started a week early.
Absolutely. All right. Question of the day is: what is your favorite type of buffet? Options are Chinese, sushi, American, or cafeteria style. What is your answer?
Wow. God, that's such a tough. It's either between Chinese and American. General sweet and sour chicken. I could have all the sweet and sour chicken I want with the rice. I can't pass that up. And they have ice cream. I mean, American buffet is really good too, but I love sweet and sour chicken.
Chinese buffet it is with the Chinese donut. America has tied sushi and American at 31%, third place Chinese 23%, cafeteria style at 15%.
Who wants a cafeteria? Ew.
I've been to those. Those are the Piccadilly ones. Have you been to those?
Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm thinking whatever fancy. I'm thinking of, like, you know, middle school cafeteria where you get like the worst food possible.
Can you get seconds in a school cafeteria?
If you did something bad, yeah. If that's like your punishment, it's either detention or more cafeteria food. I think that's how it went.
More sloppy joes for you, Joe. Yeah. What is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about New Year's goals and resolutions?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F on Twitter. There's so many other things right now, but basically just look for Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. My resolution is to appear in the sportscast more often this year.
Hey, I was thinking about maybe appearing during basketball season. Are you okay with basketball?
I don't know. I'm not a big basketball fan. I'm sorry.
That's what I was asking, but you know, it's okay. We will figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or thesportscast1 on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, write down those goals. It's not too late. Today's just January 2nd, so you have time to shift things around. And of course, tomorrow, Sports Talk 101 appears back. Thursday, Jersey Boys. Wednesday, Top 25 College Football. We'll be previewing the national championship between TCU and Georgia. Did you see any of the games on College Football this past week?
Yeah, that was amazing. Two amazing games that could have gone either way. You love it. You love to see, you know, there were no blowouts. Very exciting games. Yeah, TCU, what a wonderful story.
Wonderful story. The playoffs, people were debating it. You know, too many of the top seed teams just blowing out teams. But this year was definitely different. And, of course, before we go, Coach Tutty, new Commanders mascot. Give it a rating, Joe. 0 to 10.
It's adorable. I want one. That's cute.
Out of 6. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. It's going on me a bit by the second. Anyways, Joe, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.